Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
As we continue, Sean Farish live from Nashville. Kamala Harris will be joining us. She'll stop by at 9:30 this morning. And yes, don't forget Politics and Pints coming up on Tuesday. Great Miller Lite specials before at the Great American Pub. And the Miller Lite, much better than the Mint Julep, which, by the way, I forgot, tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
It's kind of snuck up on us. And I think the Mint Julep is the most overrated drink of all time.
What's
in a Mint Julep?
It's bourbon, mint, and something else. It's awful. It's awful. Yeah, lots of julep. Go light on the julep.
The julep.
Heavier on the bourbon. So stupid hats and bad drinks. That's the Kentucky Derby.
I interviewed the horses. Known these horses for a while.
Smarty Jones.
This will be a good race, okay? I got along with Secretariat and Seattle Slope, okay?
And I boxed them. Superfecta.
Superfecta.
I'm not sure.
Sean and I are doing our own little show
here. Yeah, I get that. It's funny for the three people who understand the reference.
Ouch.
No, it's serious.
Listen, I got. I've been doing this for 30 years.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay?
I know.
Get lost.
Just not in this market.
Wait a second.
Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Sean and I might actually do a remake of the Mike and the Mad Dog WFAM New York radio program.
I was just going to say that.
An Odyssey property.
It's a great idea. I'm not sure if you played this on the Big Take this morning, because that seems like it was 19 hours ago.
Yeah. I forget. I don't even know what my Big Take was on.
CNN's Harry Anton, 100 days in office. Americans would still pick Trump over Kamala.
Holy cow.
Cut four, Phil. You have it there.
All right, let's go to cut four. Here's the mink man.
Go.
Who'd be doing a better job as president? Guess who comes out on top? Within the margin of error, but comes out on top. This looks a lot like the election result, right? Trump 45%, 2 points ahead of Harris at 43%. 12% say they'd be doing about the same. But this is the key nugget here. It's not just about regretting that vote. It's literally saying who would be doing the better job right now. And Trump continues to score a higher percentage of the vote than Kamala Harris. This looks a heck of a lot like the election result. We have just seen this in poll after poll after poll.
The other thing that was actually very telling is on the back end of that clip, when you compare Trump, Sean, to any Democrat in Congress, the margin goes to 8 points, 40% to 32%. So you can trot out Cory Booker in the Senate. You could trot out Hakeem Jeffries. Any Democrat right now, they would be losing by 8 points to Trump. So I know there's been a lot of these polls that are out there that Trump's underwater with the economy and this, that, and the other thing. But I mean, not only are people not willing to do a redo, they still think that he's going to handle these issues better than her.
Yeah, and he's also apparently polling ahead of members of Congress in the House and Senate. So, you know, it should be a wake-up call to those guys and gals in both of those chambers that, how about stop with the photo ops, stay out of El Salvador, stop grandstanding, stop, singing on the steps of the Capitol, and get some work done, because that's what the American people want. I know the Republican House majority took a picture yesterday on the Capitol steps and wrote, "Your Republican House majority." And I was just like, good, now go back inside and pass the freaking budget instead of taking pictures.
Yeah.
All right, because that's what we're paying you to do.
Yeah.
I don't care about your pictures. I don't care about if you claim to be in the majority. A, act like it. B, get some work done. Stop taking vacations and work. Yes. All right, I can't take it.
I'm glad you brought up the budget. When do you think the big, beautiful bill, as Trump likes to dub it, when do you think we'll see that by? 4th of July, Memorial Day? Any gut feeling on that? Any prediction?
The House says they'll be done by the end of May, but the Senate says 4th of July. And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this. If that is not done by the 4th of July, Donald Trump is going to be furious, because that date, he wants to do a celebration, and it's a symbolic thing. And if that's not done, if he can't sign that thing by July 4th, or, talk about it on July, he's going to be furious.
Yep.
Okay. In my opinion, the stuff should have been passed already. Right. And you could have it on the back burner and sign it into law, July 4th. They're playing with fire. They better not screw this up. That's all I'm going to say. They better not screw it. Priority number one, but right now for the Senate, they've got 17 days to get this done, is to get Ed Martin confirmed as D.C. U.S. attorney. That's number one, okay? Because this guy's the interim, and he's got to get confirmed. Everyone who's clamoring for Schiff, Comey, and all these corruptocrats to get arrested, if they committed their crimes in the D.C. jurisdiction, you need someone to prosecute those cases, and you want that person to be Ed Martin. Right now, he can't do it. He hasn't been confirmed yet. So we got to get him confirmed, number one. They've got 17 days. Louisiana, Utah, Mississippi, and North Carolina. Anybody in those states, call your senators, all right? Because there are some Republican senators in there who are a little eh, right? Don't worry about McConnell, Murkowski, and Collins. Don't worry about those people. They're lost cause. North Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Utah. Call them, okay? Your senators. But the Senate, the House, I think the big, beautiful bill, July 4th is what they're shooting for in the Senate. We'll see if they make that deadline. End of May is what they said in the House. We'll see if they make that deadline. I have my doubts, I'll just say that.
Yeah, Father's Day it is.
It's reported that today the White House is expected to release at least an outline of Trump's budget request, according to the administration.
Speaking of polls, Victor Davis Hanson, did a video the other day about how the polls during the election weren't just off about Trump. They were being used to manipulate the public. And he kind of has proof to show this. This is Cut 21, Phil. Roll this if you can. There you go.
The pollsters have Donald Trump down four or five points. But when you actually look at the Rasmussen poll or Mark Penn's poll, a Democratic centrist, Trump is almost even. And then when you look with greater clarity at the New York Times poll that has him way down, you see that only 37% of the people polled voted for Donald Trump. But Donald Trump won by almost a point and a half. Don't you think it should have been, I don't know, 51, 49%? So they were deliberately, in the case of the New York Times, under polling Trump supporters. The same was true with the Washington Post. They polled over 2,000 people, but only 840 were identified as Trump voters. Shouldn't that have been half? So what am I getting at? We're getting right back to what happened in 2016 when the polls were completely wrong. The same thing happened in 2020 when they overestimated Biden's strength by four or five points. And then even in 2024, the NPR poll had, on the last day of the election, they had Kamala Harris winning by 4 points. The Des Moines Register had Iowa lost to Trump by 3 points. He won it by 12. So what the pollsters are doing, not that Trump hasn't lost some of the controversy over the trade wars, but the pollsters are trying to create momentum, fundraising, and jazz up opposition.
Well, I'll never forget the Iowa situation. What a joke that turned out to be. That's what Trump's talking about when he says these fake polls, right? You can't you can't poll 2,000 people but only give Trump a one-third representative number of people that are being sampled in said poll. It's got to be closer to a coin flip. And it's you're right. It's all meant to manipulate the general public and those that are clueless. And if you actually go do a look, and you can find these numbers. It's not like Victor Davis Hanson did a deep dive where he spent hours doing this. Take you 15 minutes to look this stuff up.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just indicative, like he was saying, and many people in July, August, September of the 2024 cycle were alluding to that. You know, Kamala Harris announced, and then within 2 days, the narrative was she reset the race and now she's winning. Oh my goodness! And it was. In certain polls, ABC, NPR, New York Times, you know, polls like that. But if you look really consistently over the course of the 2024 election, Atlas, Intel, and Rasmussen, they didn't move. It was flat. Anytime you see polls that are windshield wiper, there's something wrong with them, right? Yeah. I mean, people are not that erratic. They're just not. Sure. I mean, I know we could be knee-jerk, but not like that, you know, where one day you're over here, and the next day you're way over here. No. That's if you see a poll doing that, don't trust it. Uh-huh. Don't trust it.
Two visuals, Nick Kale, if you'll do the quarterbacking on describing this for the good folks on the Odyssey app and listening on 1210 WPHD and not on YouTube. New York police are looking for a group of teens responsible for conducting the Kool-Aid Man Challenge.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You know the Kool-Aid Man Challenge? They do this defenses. It's where a group of teens charge through homeowners' fences before running away.
Yeah.
The trend first took off in 2023. However, it appears to be picking up speed again, with New York police recently fielding three reports. One in Indiana, who reported $2,200 in damages. Roll this video. You can see it. I don't think there's any audio of it.
A group of people believed to be teenagers rammed their way through Ben Helwa's fence 2 weeks ago. Helwa believes a social media trend sparked the bold actions of the vandals.
We found lots of examples of knucklehead teens charging full speed into fences. These youngsters ran into the fence in unison, resulting in thousands of dollars in damages.
I was just in shock because, once again, like, these kids ran through the fence. They fled the scene. But, like, are the kids even okay?
The online trend called the Kool-Aid Man Challenge, inspired by a classic commercial from the 80s. Kool-Aid Man breaking through walls, promoting the popular drink mix. Teens are imitating the sugary mascot for likes and views on social media, according to police.
Right. I mean, to be fair, let me just put my old man hat on. You know, playing mailbox baseball back in the day was a fun trend that happened, and there was no social media. Uh-huh. So kids will find any excuse to do stupid stuff like this. However, social media does exacerbate it. Oh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's got to hurt like hell, though, running through one of those fences.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. For what? To get some clicks and some views?
Yeah.
I hope it was worth it. Well, Sean, we have stupid people, right? They call them stupid people.
Very stupid people, right? I would say stupid people.
What if somebody was on the other side of that fence, though, with their pet, their child?
Or painting the inside of their fence?
Their gun.
Right. Or even
listen, I've run through things and not had to try and get likes and views. I've been, you know, there have been times where I may or may not have had too many adult sodas.
Mm-hmm.
And I may or may not have, you know, broken a revolving door. You know.
It happens, Sean. It happens.
It happens. I would just love to see them get caught and have to go back and actually physically have to go back and repair all of those and work to repair the fences, because that's expensive.
I agree.
Yeah. By the way,
but that was in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're not getting caught.
Yeah, they're not getting caught. That's it.
And if they get caught, they'll be back on the street in 9 minutes.
Breaking news.
They're going to break more fences.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of breaking news, the United States adding Labor Department numbers out. We added 177,000 jobs in the month of April, so this would look like good news, some good economic indicators for Trump. Dow futures reacting.
Okay.
In a good way.
One more before we have to break. Again, another visual.
And by the way, too, imagine being at, let's say you're out there in like one of those enclosed patios with a screen with your family, and you're just, you know, having a cold one as the sun's starting to set, and all of a sudden six kids simultaneously bust through your fence. Could you imagine what the reaction would be? Like, what? You would think you're under attack.
Yeah.
I'd probably have a heart attack. I'd probably drop dead right there.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHG. This is cut 11. 24 people have been banned from the Carnival Cruise line, after a massive brawl broke out when the ship docked in Galveston, Texas over the weekend. One man was seen getting pulverized on the ground by multiple people after he fell down. The incident occurred in the DeBarkton area under the authority of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. A Carnival Cruise spokesperson said the New York Post, "It's unclear what ignited the fight." The matter was turned over to law enforcement. "We will not tolerate such behavior," and 24 people have been placed on a do not sail list.
You're on the DNS.
It's my favorite part of the story, the do not sail list, and one individual was arrested. Roll this video. You can see there's no audio.
Oh my God. Look, here we go.
What the?
Full Donnybrook
again?
Yep. I mean, it's like
a Royal Rumble. Looks like the Beyonce concert.
It does. Yep. Yeah.
Large, no, everywhere.
Not as much denim.
Or the Walmart.
Sandals.
Or the Walmart. Flip-flops
are flying.
Or schools.
Yeah, there we go. Haymakers. The guy's got his luggage rack. He's trying to get from point A to point B.
Can you imagine? This is why I don't do cruises.
Yeah, I'm not interested in cruises.
This is why I don't do cruises. But like, this is also why we can't have anything nice, because people ruin it.
This is why I don't believe in mass travel. I'm done with
Look
it.
At this. I've done a lot of cruises. I've never seen anything like this. I don't know what's going on.
That's because you're not on Carnival. Carnival's like...
Is Carnival low energy?
Carnival's a circus.
Carnival is the SEPTA of cruises, if you get my drift.
It's like, flying Spirit or Allegiant.
Or Frontier.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
The most uncomfortable seats in the world.
Like, it's like, hey, you can sail around the world for $400. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
all
it's
inclusive.
One of those. Yeah, it's one of those. So, you know, after they get their...
7 nights, $300.
After they get their all-you-can-eat buffet
exactly
and their, you know, what kind of wine would you like, red or white? That's Carnival Cruise.
Yeah, Carnival Cruise.
On tap.
The buffet's like Golden Corral.
On tap.
And that is the cut sheet.
There you go. All right, we will come back. A Dawn Stensland Big Three on the other side, followed by Kamala Harris at the bottom of the hour. Trump and Harris together again.
Yep.
On Kale and Company. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9 this morning, and we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic. Is
sure.
that right?
Sure.
Kitchen Magic. We're sponsored by Kitchen Magic. Yes, magic. Well, Donald J. Trump, a lot of news with Trump as Trump vows to, number one, revoke Harvard's tax-exempt status. It's what they deserve, he says. As well, we have Trump ordering the end to federal funding for NPR as well as PBS. And also, Trump calls on the Fed once again to lower rates after some solid numbers come out from the April jobs report. So that jobs report, this is great news for the Trump, for all of us, not just for Trump. It's good for all of Americans, as we know that the U.S. economy added 177,000 jobs. And with DOGE, we know that those jobs are not government jobs. These are private sector jobs, and this is a huge deal.
Well, there was a shipping and warehousing jobs, I believe.
Manufacturing in particular.
They were expecting a slowdown, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was, well, again, don't trust the polls and don't trust the media.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, you know, you mentioned the NPR funding. I looked this up in the break on Real Clear Politics.
Yeah.
A day before the election, NPR and PBS released a poll that had Harris winning by 4 points.
Remember that?
A day before. But to tell me why they need more money to do that.
Yep.
$500 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they missed by that much. It's like Jock Peterson. He's making a lot of money, too. He came into baseball. You know, so here it is.
I'll tell you what, you speak of money, Dawn, though. I do get the sense that he's getting fed up, Trump, that is, with the Fed and the stubbornness on the interest rates. He's going to start losing his mind over that.
I don't know. I don't know what he can do except put pressure on him with social media.
Yep.
Otherwise, I think his hands are tied. Updating you, as we know, there's a ton of reaction. This has gone viral. This is making national news. Not a good look locally for our own Delco. This is a Delco woman under arrest, taken into custody as she was. She is charged after an alleged road rage incident.
Yeah.
And she's known as the Delco defecator, the Delco pooper, as she allegedly...
Delco dumper.
Excuse me.
Do you see this? Sean is the first... This is the first time Sean is seeing this. There was a road rage incident, so she gets out of
her
car, pulls down her pants on the left there, you can see. And...
mustard-like splotches.
Wait, did she poop on demand?
Yeah.
Can we play the arrest video for Sean?
Can you tell us what happened?
The lady chased me. She chased me, and I asked her not to attack me.
What'd you eat that day?
What'd you eat that
day? Stop. You said she chased you?
Yeah, she chased me. And I got out and begged her to stop.
This shouldn't have hurt.
So she duded.
And there you heard the alleged victim is the one you're hearing critical of the news media focusing on the alleged perpetrator.
Yeah, this happened right in our backyard, Sean.
Perpetrator.
So. Maybe she ate some of the frozen tuna and it didn't agree with her. Yeah. Everything, when in doubt, it all comes back to the tuna heist. Yeah.
Tuna heist. Yeah. No updates on that one for you.
Sean,
how do we not catch these people? I don't. All right.
Sean, I know you get road rage, but you don't get it like that, do you?
No.
I've never wanted to poop on somebody's hood.
Twice.
Never.
Twice.
I get mad on the road, and I'm never like, you know what I'm going to do next? I'm going to run them off the road and drop a deuce on their hood.
If I told you that you could get away with it and you could take a dump on Kathy Hochul's hood, would you do it?
Absolutely. Without question. I mean, you could continue to name Democrats who I could defecate on their property. If I can get away with it, I would do it. Pelosi's desk, Hochul's hood, you know, anything. Because then Nancy Pelosi would be like, somebody dropped a deuce on my desk.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity, okay?
All right, we should get out.
Okay, well, we are sponsored by Kitchen Magic this morning. Like Kitchen Magic. You know, they believe in the heart of your home deserves American
Poor
meat.
Poor Kitchen Magic.
I know. Sorry, Kitchen Magic.
Everybody needs to go to Kitchen Magic just for us.
Yes.
For them being associated with this filth.
Thank you.
This godforsaken show.
Oh, my goodness. That's why you want an American-made, high-quality kitchen. And you can trust Kitchen Magic. That's why they manufacture all their products right in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, so you won't face shipping delays, for example, or tariff surprises. As a local family-owned company, they are proud to offer reliable service and custom kitchen remodeling that you can count on. And this May, this month, only enjoy up to 30% off your dream kitchen. Visit kitchenmagic.com. Schedule your free design consultation today, kitchenmagic.com. That's our big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, Kamala Harris will join the show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
And it's right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Publicly back out there engaging in public speaking events and charging hefty fees, Kamala Harris is back with us here on Kale and Company. Good morning, Ms. Harris. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, I got to tell
you
something.
I don't hear an applause. No. Donald, I have to tell you something.
It's been very nice not having to hear this lady.
It's been 100 days of chaos. I hope you're proud of yourself, honestly.
Very proud, right? We've done so many. You know, we have so many jobs. You should learn about that. I heard you need one, right? They said you're charging
$250. I'm looking. The job market is difficult right now, and I think you have something to do with that, Mr. Tariffs.
We're doing a beautiful job, by the way. I'm doing the greatest job. 177,000 jobs in.
My Chinese neighbors are very upset. All right.
We love China. We do very well with China.
You don't love China.
Go tell them, you know what? Go tell them to eat another dog, right? Go tell them to eat another dog. They'll be okay.
Mr. President.
They'll be okay.
We do notice that the former Veep is on top.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. She likes it up top. With Willie, with Donnie.
That's a new thing for her.
With Dougie.
God, I miss Willie. You know, thank you for reminding me. I should call him.
Yes, exactly. Let's get down to business, Madam Harris. What was it like doing the public speaking engagement? I saw general admission tickets were $250, $50,000 to sponsor, and then also
She loves capitalism.
Yes. And also $25 to live stream your speaking engagement. Your thoughts on that? How did that pan out for you?
If I'm being honest, they definitely lowballed for, you know, the streaming engagement. That should have been a lot more, but... You know, I had a great time. Listen, I'm actually thinking about starting me an OnlyFans. That was beautiful. I mean, I have five people come on there in 1 minute. I mean, that's $125 toe. That's not just laying around somewhere.
Oh my god.
Toe.
Oh my god.
Did you this was a fascinating little exercise. Your running mate Timmy Walls, I like to call him Mr. Potato Head. He was at Harvard for a speaking engagement and he said that you selected him because you thought that Tim would win over and give the permission structure for white football loving truck driving men to vote for a progressive and to vote for a minority female like yourself. Did you miscalculate the whole VP selection? Because I don't know that Timmy really resonated with whatever he was supposed to resonate with.
I see we're back to asking stupid questions. It's been a long time since you did that.
Look, I'm going to be frank. Tim could have got the job done. You know, it was his wife. She was just scaring the bejesus out of everyone. She had a very, you know, Shutter Island vibe to her. So, you know, she would walk in the room when Tim was about to do a speaking engagement, and she would just burden him. He would, you know, he would walk in, and he was ready to go. He's kind of like a golden retriever, right? He's excited. He's happy. It was a stark difference from Joe, all right? Joe was dead and gray. I mean, I needed a change. The American people deserve that change. But his wife, you know, she would just mess everything up, and he was terrified of her. So I stand by that. I stand by the fact that absolutely, Tim would have done a good job. If it wasn't for his Seabiscuit behavior, you know, we could have been something. But people don't like that.
He had a great relationship with Seabiscuit, by the way.
He likes playing with horses.
He really saw Seabiscuit's biscuit, I can tell you that, right?
All right, everybody got problems. I wasn't a fan of him, you know, playing with the horses either. But, you know, let that man live.
They call it horseplay, right? They call it.
Yeah, they call it horseplay.
You got to tell him to stop horsing around, right? Horsing.
Well, you need to stop horsing around with.
I heard he was hanging out. You know, he really hung out with those horses, right?
But my Fashion Nova parchments are costing triple. You need to stop with that. All right.
Hard time. Very hard time.
We've got Kamala Harris joining us as well as Donald Trump here on Kaelic Company. It's great to have everybody back together again. Speaking of spouses, how has Dougie been?
I sent him on an ice fishing trip. I mean, I need him to just go away for a little while. It's May. It seems appropriate. Maybe he'll have an accident.
Oh, my God.
But he's all right. He's house hunting in New York. I don't know. He wants to be closer to Hillary, I guess. But he's house hunting right now. I'm going to be making my trip over to California. So, you know, we need that space because he's been pissing me off the past 4 years.
You mentioned California. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. Do you believe that you will be the next governor of California? And is that your goal?
You know, so I was hoping they would just hand me the presidency in 2028. I don't want to have to work in between then. But, you know, Gavin told me it would be like the same deal I had as vice president, right? The day starts at 10, ends at 3. There's, you know, happy hour in between. So, but, you know, I'll do what I have to for the people of California. I messed it up before. I can beat that again.
Lastly, you know, when you came back out this week and you had your speaking engagement two nights ago, you talked about this elephant and this zoo thing, and then you're telling people to look it up on Google, and then you did some boots on the ground dance. Do you care to explain what that was all about?
I talked about elephants one too, by the way. I talked about Chris Christie and Stacey Abrams. You know, you look at these people. Rosie, one of our least favorite elephants, moved to Ireland. Rosie, right? She's out.
You know, I mean, I just needed the people to understand my vision. All right. When I think of Donald, I think of elephants, and he's been on my mind so much lately.
I'm a big, beautiful orange elephant, right? I know a lot of tricks, I could tell you. I'm a very intelligent guy.
You are. You know, I don't know, Don. When you have to say and call yourself intelligent, maybe you're not so intelligent.
Very intelligent. Smart. Highest IQ in the history of the world. My IQ is higher than Hunter Biden after.
All right, it's not a competition. I can't stand when you start doing this. I'm not going to compete with you. All right, clearly.
That's because the last time you did that, you got smoked.
Oh!
Right? You got smoked. That's because that's what happened.
Sure.
Usually you're the one. By the way, usually you're the one doing the smoking. Just ask Willie Brown. Right?
Oh, God.
And I'm proud of that.
There she is.
You know, when you talk about elephants. And, you know, I was trying to relate that elephants and, you know, animals in general, I mean, we are all one. We are all one. Donald is being very decisive. I mean, he's deporting half the country. He's deporting half the country. And he claims that he's not a racist. Who's gonna scrub the toilets? Who's going to pick all those, you know, vegetables and fruits? Who's going to do all that, Donald?
Well, you said you were looking for a job, right? So. Maybe you found one. Janitor, huh?
My knees aren't what they used to be. I mean, I'm no stranger to hard work, but I can't be doing all that at 60. Ask anyone what happens to a woman at some point, at that age. Just ask.
By the way, I have a question. How the hell is your neck doing, your Gizzard of Oz? Remember the gizzard? How the hell is that doing? Have you got
I've been
any
working
work
regular on? Massaging and Botox. Leave me alone.
Is that code switching, Madam Vice President?
Uh-oh.
I'm not code switching. I thought I heard, you know, some of the black folk laughing. That's how we talk. Okay. All right. That's how we talk. They understand me. They know that I represent. Shout out to my brothers and sisters in the HSBC. I know Don likes that one.
I thought you were Indian.
About 20%.
Okay.
That's right. How dare they?
Oh, man. Wasn't
sure.
I love hearing myself. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Esty, great
love
stuff
you.
As always.
You're the best.
You're the best.
And the two of you together.
Oh, I know. It's just poetry in motion. I just try to stay out of the way. Great
thank
stuff. Follow her on X at MommyRN88. That's MommyRN88. Great stuff. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
There she
so
is.
So funny.
So good. So good.
So talented.
So much fun.
Sean
so
Farish, fun. Great stuff as always, brother. We'll talk to you again next week as well.
All right, you guys, thank you. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Love you, Sean.
There he is, Sean Farish with us from Tennessee. We'll come back, put a bow on the show, the Morning Mystery Movie clip, the what occurred today in music history.
Four tickets to Politics and Pints. Don't forget about that. We're giving away tickets to Politics and Pints in like 4 minutes.
Oh, we're giving four?
No, four.
Oh,
four
okay, four. So a pair, two.
Yes.
Correct. All right. We'll do that as well, and then we'll find out what Dawn has lined up for the top of the hour. Kale and Company, final segment is next.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
VanityFair.com with the story, Why Americans Are So Obsessed with Protein. You can blame MAGA for that. And then The Atlantic just dropped a new column called Hitler's Terrible Tariffs.
Uh-oh.
And it's talking about what Hitler did back in the day and trying to tie it to Donald Trump, because, of course, we know that Trump is Hitler. So that's fascinating. And then, of course, you have Neil Young. And we have this story where Neil Young is back to putting out lyrics and songs. And this one is actually going after Elon Musk and labeling him a fascist. And Neil Young has always been down this path for many, many decades. This is nothing new, but the new lyrics to this song is, and I believe, Phil, we have the clip here. Yeah. Let's roll this if we can.
If you're a fascist, get a Tesla. It's
he also goes on, some of the other lyrics are, come on Ford, come on GM, come on Chrysler, let's roll again. Build something special that people need. Build us a safe way for us to meet. Build something that won't kill our kids. Runs real clean.
What the hell?
The last time I checked, Teslas run clean because they're electric, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really unbelievable, because I can almost guarantee you that Neil Young had a Tesla at some point, because he's been driving in electric car for 100 years.
Yeah.
So there's no question in my mind. Phil, do you know what song he was doing that to, or is that a new ditty? Do you know anything about that song that he was doing that to?
No, I do not. Yeah. Because I didn't really get the full song.
Yeah,
I just got the one lyric. So.
Mm-hmm. The quotes, the lyrics, if you weren't able to make that out there, if you're a fascist, get a Tesla. It's electric. It doesn't matter. If you're a Democrat, taste your freedom. Get whatever you want. Taste your freedom.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Great, man.
I mean, cool. You can say whatever you want to. And he's done this forever. You know what I mean? Like he's always been political. I said at 6 o'clock that he was one of, because he was with Crosby, Stills, and Nash in 1969 when they performed at Woodstock. It was like their third concert that they had ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not want to be in the movie. So they made him physically edit him out of all of the shots, even though his voice is in there and all that stuff.
Right.
So he never liked, you know, quote unquote, corporate America.
Yeah. Remember the battle he fought with Rogan?
Spotify.
With Spotify?
Yep.
He ended up basically caving, right? Because his content, his music is now back on Spotify.
Well, no, there was a technicality, because when Rogan re-upped with Spotify, they weren't exclusive
okay.
for him. So they didn't pay him as much money, and now you can get his stuff on YouTube. YouTube and other outlets. You used to just only be able to get his stuff on Spotify.
Okay.
Now, that's when Neil Young removed his stuff from Spotify. Now that he's now that it's kind of like we just have his stuff here like everything else, mm-hmm. he put it back.
Okay. Well, we'll get back to the music in just a moment, but a quick detour to give away some tickets for Politics and Pints. It's time for Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, you ain't gonna never work. All right, you're trying to be funny, but you see how you said that, right? Like you believe it?
Yeah, I believe that.
Just say this like you believe it, man. Like it's some Sunday, and you cruising down Crenshaw in a 6'4".
Crenshaw.
Come on, say that like you believe it, man. Like it's your words. Feel that. Stop playing around. Loosen the up. There you go.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Oh, shit was dope, man.
Think wow. You know what it is? Be calling 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Caller 12, 855-839. You are going to Politics and Pints coming up on Tuesday, May 6th. Yes, indeed. No. 7:30 p.m.
No, it's not Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It is not Gone with the Wind, and it is not Bambi.
Bambi.
That is true.
That wimpy deer.
So we end the week. We end the week with a super easy movie mm-hmm. to for tickets for these. Look, these really
look. Jimmy Kelly gave us an NPR PBS remix.
It's true.
You know, he can't be grinding 24/7.
And he set a record with S bombs.
He did
in one clip.
It's true.
He did.
So
a lot of bleeps in there.
Yeah.
Yep. Politics and Pints. If you can identify that movie clip, you're getting a pair of tickets Tuesday, May 6th, 7:30 p.m. in Phoenixville at the Colonial Theater. All right. From the movies to the music, it's time for Phil Almquist and what occurred today in music history. And his show is Saturday night. This weekend.
Today, May 2nd, we celebrate the birthday of Lou Gramm from Foreigner. We also lost Jeff Hanneman from Slayer on this day in 2013. Singles include Take Me Down by The Pretty Reckless in 2015. Album include 10,000 Days by Tool in 2006. You're Gonna Get It by Tom Petty in 78. And Vivid by Living Color in 88. Also in 2006, Keith Richards was released from a New Zealand hospital after he suffered a mild concussion when he fell out of a coconut tree in Fiji. In 2004, Sweet Child of Mine was voted as the greatest riff ever by Total Guitar Magazine. In 91, Losing My Religion by REM was banned in Ireland because its religious imagery was seen unfit for broadcast. In 87, I Just Die in Your Arms by Cutting Crew was topped the singles chart. In 91, Nirvana began recording their Nevermind album. In 65, the Rolling Stones make their second appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. In 69, The Who gave a press review of their new rock opera, Tommy. And in 89, Michael Jackson, wearing a wig and fake mustache, entered a Zales jewelry store. Security finds him suspicious and calls police, who show up to explain you shouldn't wear a disguise to a jewelry store. But lastly, on this day in 86, Judas Priest began their Fuel for Life tour. It's the first time Rob Halford ever performed sober with the band. Poor Kale and Company. I'm Phil Almquist.
By the way, in Exile in Jersey writes in and says the song Neil Young was singing is to the tune of This Land Is Your Land.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
By Woody Guthrie.
Okay. So,
nice that he's bringing out a song from 1959.
To protest Elon.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
The Dawn Show coming up top of the hour. We find out what she has lined up in 5 minutes.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of breaking news this morning. Economic news. I think it's mostly good. Tariff news, job news, Trump news. Lauren Fix will be along because she's Opelka has her on a lot.
Yes, Lauren right? The car girl.
Yes, talking Lauren, cars yeah. and tariffs on cars yeah, and she's automakers.
She's fabulous. We always said that you two would do well together because you both like to drive fast.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You admitted that you would like to drive.
I dream of it.
Okay.
In a Piazza luxury vehicle, yeah. but yeah. you know, I'm in the minivan.
You floor that minivan, don't you?
No, never.
He just goes fast past buses.
Right.
That's true.
Never. But she's the car coach, so we'll talk about cars, our favorite cars, and tariffs, how that all impacts the auto industry. So we are locked and loaded. Of course, we have an update on the Delco Pooper.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of family in Delco. We might have some humor here. Yeah. People calling in. So
okay.
There's a lot, you guys.
And also, don't forget for
all the Phil timers out there.
Tomorrow night, what time, Phil?
11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
This week in music history.
This week in music history.
Woo. Top rock show in Saturday night, Delaware Valley Radio.
I'm not going to deny that.
He's speechless. He's got nothing.
What am I going to say? You know,
humble
when
brag,
I rule
right?
the Delaware Valley.
All right. Dawn is up next.
Wait, hang on. Gary in Springfield.
Oh,
Gary?
Right. Yeah, we got to get my screener
he
fixed.
Win?
I never know who's on this line. It's yes. 30 years of radio. We got a screener that works. Gary, what movie do we play for you?
Straight Out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
I think it's where we got our call screener from. Compton. Thank you, Gary.
Gary, you're coming to Politics and Pints. Congratulations.
Awesome job, man.
See you Tuesday. I'm so excited.
Tuesday. All right,
brother. Yes. Tuesday. Favorite day of the week. There you go. Gary, congratulations. Dawn is up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you Monday morning. And as Donald J. Trump would say,
roll tide.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.